Under the Shadows. This is what happened at the foot of Cradle Mountain on those 600 acres when my stepfather washed his lithium down the basin and started hallucinating again. He took the farm cats down the back paddock one by one and cut off their heads. And now he was sure they were back, stalking him by the hundreds, disguised as shadows. He started hiding in the chicken coop, squished in the corner, his face pressed into the diamond wire. My mother would coax him out with a flashlight. He'd crawl toward the bright beam and follow it limp and drooling to the house. Sometimes he'd fall asleep as soon as she got him to bed. Other times he'd creep out, find my mother chopping vegetables, curl at her feet, and beg that she take the knife to him. "Cut me small," he'd plead. "I need to be in pieces to escape this." She'd try to get him to the doctor, but when she picked up the phone, he'd lunge at her screaming, and one day he tore the wire from the wall. That night, when he fell into heavy sleep, my mother took thick grey masking tape, wrapped it quietly round and round, taped him to the bed. He didn't stir. She blew him a soft kiss, pulled on her gumboots and greenhouse coat. "I'm going for help," she whispered, and headed down the dirt track. She didn't know how long it would take, but she stepped out into the pitch black. Under the shadows, the night creatures rustling, she kept going, flashing the small light in her hand.